This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I see a parallel in life, in every aspect of life. There are people who talk a good line about everything in their family. There are people who talk a good line about their jobs. There are people who talk a good line about their religious beliefs, about what they believe and what they do. And there's another issue there. What do we do with it? And if you get anything from the book of James, the passage I just read, James says faith and works dovetail together, and that's what makes your faith complete. Now, please don't go home with any false idea here. I do not believe that we are saved by our works. Paul is very explicit about that. We're not saved by works, otherwise we would boast. If you could somehow obtain salvation by what you do, then all you would brag about it. So would I. Hey, look what I did. I did this, this, and this, and I obtained salvation. My salvation is totally, 100% dependent upon what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. And all I do is accept and believe and trust in what he did. But James says faith without works is lacking. It's not only lacking, it's dead. I'll tell you a powerful story, or a couple of stories to illustrate it. I was trying to think of examples of what people say they believe, but we don't follow through. Let me give you a powerful example. A United States senator who happens to be a Christian was speaking at a men's prayer breakfast on the East Coast. He was talking about prayer in schools. He was talking about Bible reading. And he said, how many of you fathers out there believe that there should be prayer in public schools? And every man raised his hand. Some of them shook their fist. That's right, there should be prayer in schools. Doggone it. How many of you men think there should be Bible reading in school? Yeah, I remember when we read the Bible, and I can remember that too, quoting scripture from memory in first grade in Covedale School in Cincinnati when I was growing up there. And it was incredible. We'd quote scripture every day in a public school. But here's what happened. He said, how many of you men, though, practice that in real life? How many of you read the Bible at home? How many of you pray with your children? And the senator said, not one hand went up. Isn't that interesting? We say we believe in prayer and Bible reading, we just don't practice it. We say we believe in forgiveness. It's a powerful story I'm going to tell you. I don't know how many of you remember what happened in Russia in 1991 when there was an attempted coup in Moscow. When people tried to take over the Russian government, 1991, there was fighting in the hallways of the Kremlin. It was, you know, room-to-room fighting. Tanks were called in, and the Russian army eventually put it down and killed many people who were involved in this uprising in 1991. But the part of it that struck me is this. Mikhail Gorbachev, who was the leader of Russia, went on television after it was over, because many people escaped that were a part of it and escaped into the cities and got away. Here's what he said in Russian. There will be no forgiveness to those who participated in this uprising. There will be no forgiveness. And I remember just a chill went up my spine when I saw the translation, there will be no forgiveness. And then I thought, there are homes where children are told, there will be no forgiveness. And there are husbands who've been told there will be no forgiveness, and wives who've been told there will be no forgiveness for what you did. And there are churches where it's not said, it's just implied and it's understood there will be no forgiveness. We are called to be people who not only teach forgiveness and preach forgiveness and endorse it and read scripture about it, we actually practice forgiveness.
Well, does that thought line resonate with anybody? It does with me. We'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.